Hello and welcome to Culturally Minded.
Hi!
My name's Tom Bailey and you are?
I'm Neve. I go by Dr. Neville or Leeds Book Club on Twitter.
Well, here we are. And well, welcome to our podcast. It's a very new podcast, so thanks for tuning in. It's called Culturally Minded. Why is it called that, Neve?
That's an interesting question, Tom. Well, as a lot of the Leeds Book Club crew will know, and the Arts Mind Leeds lot, for the last couple of years we've been running a Sharing Stories project, which as part of a general aim, I suppose, to increase awareness around mental health and its related conditions, we focused in on using the medium of fiction and of seeing how different books presented mental health, some of the challenges around mental health issues, and also looking at it from a historical context. So books written 200 years ago will say things that nowadays would be quite unacceptable, and you know, that we were looking sort of at the evolution of it via fiction.
And we did this in quite a few ways, didn't we? We chose, I think one year we chose 12 books, a book a month.
12 different books. We were not, I don't know if we necessarily thought through the amount of work that would have, but they were such good books.
I was like, another book to read about mental health?
But you know what I loved? It was that anytime you've got a story that involves people, by default, there's going to be mental health aspects to it, because it's such a core aspect of who we are. And we read some amazing literature from the classics right through to contemporary stuff.
Jane Eyre we had.
Autobiographies.
Jack Winterson, that's a good one.
The Black Dog. I had a Black Dog, which was a graphic novel. And out of that, and out of the group of people, I think, that attended the book clubs that were related to it, we found that just by reading, it had opened our eyes, and we were noticing we were able to attribute similar things across different cultural mediums, whether they be TV shows or films or comics. And I think you and I just sort of felt, given that the interest is there and it was something we were developing within our little group, it made sense to evolve out of purely looking at books and to expand our scope to looking at anything and and everything that we can find that's culturally related, and just look at it from a slightly different perspective.
Because after having run these book clubs, we'd have maybe two or three a year. We'd get your book clubbers together, we'd get some of my folks from Arts and Minds, and we'd have a good old natter about the book. And it was some really great discussions. I remember a particularly good one about the Rosie Project.
Oh, that was
which I'd never even read before, so it was great to read that. And a few people who came who'd never been to a book club before.
Yeah.
One person in particular who I remember hadn't read a book for years just because of her concentration span, but she really made an effort with this, and now she's a sort of a big fan of those series of books. She's bought the next one, you know. She was talking about this the other day, so it was a really great thing. But I think the podcast, the idea of the podcast came about really, as you were saying, let's open it up. Let's not just talk about books, and let's open up a discussion between people who can't make it to book clubs and who might want to listen in and put their comments on them. We it's kind of a rumbling, bubbling amoeba at the moment, this idea.
Yeah, we're very much in the chrysalis stage, I think. So for all of you who've downloaded and listened to this, please use this as your cue to get in touch and let us know what you'd be interested in listening to. As we've said, we come at this from a book perspective, and I actually run another podcast that's more to do with films and TV and comics. So for me, it's quite natural to look at sort of a media element of things. But I sometimes feel like I'm missing out on what's going on in the city around me, or just sort of what's happening in the world. I'm so into my fictional aspects. So for me, I'm hoping to come out of this with like a greater awareness of all of the different aspects to culture within Leeds.
There's kind of
I'm basically just piggybacking to find out what's happening in the world.
I don't get out much, so it's my excuse if I can say, I've got to go out to this play, I've got to go out to this thing, it's important for the podcast.
I know, it's terrible, these exciting bands, and I've got to go to the art gallery, it's so important. Yeah. To be fair though, that I do that anyway.
So in a sense, there's kind of a few different reasons and different things that we could do with this podcast. And the first is a very classic idea, and it relates to the stuff that we did at the book club. And I suppose that's to choose a film or a book or a piece of art or a any sort of cultural thing that has a very sort of obvious connection with mental health.
Yeah.
And talk about it and review it. And yeah. We could even invite you, if you're listening to this, to come and see, say what you think onto the podcast. And that's very similar to what we've done in the past. But there is a different thing as well, because we have a culture club. It's not running at the moment, but it will start up again in the autumn. And they go and see all sorts of plays, films, exhibitions, that sort of thing. And they don't just choose stuff that's around mental health. Mm. That would be slightly
limiting.
And so, sometimes you can go a bit down the rabbit hole, can't you? It's like, let's open our eyes to other stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously, there are always, as you said earlier, there's stuff in every piece of drama, fiction, whatever it might be, that has a sort of interesting sort of chimes with mental health. Mm. Now, we're not sort of suggesting that everything would be, but it'd be nice to sort of tease out those and say, okay, this doesn't strike us at first being about mental health. Mm. So we're not like saying that episode of EastEnders with the woman with bipolar, you know, it's just anything we want to talk about, but then how did it make us feel? Did it make us feel good? And how does that, you know, relate to our mental health?
Yeah.
So there's sort of two slightly different things. And the other thing is just to sort of, if you have an idea, we'll go and go and see it.
I mean, one of the things I'm hoping to do, I was in no way planning to do this anyway, but I went and visited a sensory garden when I was back in Ireland in County Carlow, and I was hugely impressed with the way it was set up and the layout, but also about how mindful it was about being accessible to anybody across society. So I've had a quick look online, and there are loads across Yorkshire. So I quite like the idea of being forced to visit beautiful natural spots of glory and greenness, and to come back and go, yes, I think if you sit there, you will be rested. I feel like this is a really good public service.
That's a good idea. Yes, I hadn't thought of that. So, you know, if you think about films, for example, you know, you might say, oh, you go and see Amy, the film, Amy Winehouse. It's a very good film because it's about the singer without that. She had alcohol issues, drugs issues, mental health issues. But maybe you say, no, not keen on that, but what would actually cheer me up?
Yeah, because as much as I'm really keen to see it, you know, there's stuff in that I'm kind of going in stealing myself, because I know people who've gone through similar difficulties and who thankfully are still with us in the main. But, you know, it's upsetting to know that story's out there. So for me, knowing that there's like beautiful places like the Leeds Art Gallery, which is one of my favourite spots, Leeds Library, to be honest, also the Waterstones and OK Comics. I just like books.
Can I just come back to that in a second? I just wanted to finish that point about Amy, and that is that if you scan down the what's on sort of pages at the moment in films, actually there's a really interesting film called Inside Out, which I haven't seen yet, but I want to, and it might be a good excuse to go and see it, or at least get it on DVD and then talk about it. And so from what I hear, that isn't a sort of a downbeat
thing. It's incredible.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't talk about that in detail, but it's just about saying, okay, we don't always have to go for the dark sort of places.
No.
We can go to something that's a little bit less obvious, but quite joyful.
Yeah.
So, and you start talking about gardens, I interrupted, I beg your pardon.
No, you're right.
Let's go back to that, because that's kind of a different thing, and that's about our idea of culture, which isn't really fixed. We're not going to say, you know, this is culture, this isn't.
Well, at this point, I feel very confident in saying, if I call it culture, for me, it's probably culture.
Culture's a funny word, isn't it? It's kind of, it's got lots of connotations.
It encompasses so much. I think you can view it from a really from a very fixed point, and it can be as restrictive as you want. But what I tend to think is, you know, anything you can interact with in the world, whether it's art or music or film or books or just other people or living things or gardens or horse riding, I think anything can come under the header of culture if you can argue it.
I mean, I think people are put off by the word culture sometimes. I'm not.
I'm
a snob, you know. So I always want to be, you know, reading hard books and you know, going to awkward exhibitions and seeing black and white films that last 4 hours long, just because I'm a snob, really. But you know, and I would snobbishly say, "Oh, gardening isn't culture. How dare you?"
Yeah, well,
but I think we can be a bit more open on this.
Yeah, I think I go down the other route, where I'm like standing beside a banana on top of a bin going, "No, it's art, until somebody says, "No, you took a wrong turn, you're actually standing outside the bin right now." But I just think, I just think anything and everything can apply. If you feel something while you're there, there's nothing to suggest somebody else won't as well. So
Yes.
Let's share all of it.
So, what are things, you've talked about your sensory garden, are there just sort of flit over a whole bunch of stuff that we may have seen or heard about recently that has caught our attention?
Well, one of my ongoing spots for both for culture and just for getting out in the world, it's a lovely walk, it's a nice drive, is the Yorkshire Sculpture Park.
Yes.
They do different exhibitions across the year. I was very fortunate a few, gotta be years now back, I went to see Al Weiwei, the Chinese artist. Yeah, he's been in the news a lot at the moment because he's been denied a visa to come back to the UK, I think. I might have...
That's happening with that headline stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the details of it. But his you know, his pieces are... There's a totally different tonally and culturally from the sort of sculptural work that I'm used to. And it really, you know, it makes you reflect on the world in a different way. It's also like, it's just fun. You know, you're tramping through fields with sheep next to giant sculpture. For me, every time I go, I try to get a picture of myself with a piece of art and a sheep, because I just like, for me, that is what culture is. I'm standing in a field, hi!
So in this particular, I think this is quite a nice little thing to think about, is that our recommendations for this week's podcast, or however frequent we're going to do them, but that is a good one, the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. Obviously, it's not always the most accessible place to get to.
No.
But although
once you're actually there, it's a really accessible place. Like, obviously, there's limits. You know, if you've mobility issues, I'm sure that there are limits. But the bulk of it that's inside the building, you know, it's fully accessible. And it's really well set up. And it's just, I just think that's kind of awesome. The reason I went there for the first time, I vaguely heard of it. But a friend of mine... who was an art student, they were like regularly shipped out there to go and have a look at what it was, and it was through hearing about it from her that I was like, I should head down. And now I've gone, I'm like their biggest cheerleader. I think it's an amazing resource we have, you know.
So that's our tip.
If you can head out to the West Yorkshire,
that will aid your mental well-being. That's a very good one.
And if you can't, if that's an impossible place to get to, then I would say go, if you can find 15 minutes of sunshine, to go and sit in Hyde Park, you know, because there's green. I'm a huge fan of green.
Big fan of green at the moment.
I've been gardening.
Sensory gardens, gardening, and the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. I saw an exhibition just on I Wee Wee, I think he's called. I thought it was quite
funny. Is that
funny
how you say it?
Because it sounds like Wee Wee. I was at Tate Modern.
I was so careful not to make it sound like Wee Wee. Yeah.
I didn't purposely go and see his exhibition. It was something like a million or so sunflower seeds, and the idea was that all these amazing sunflower seeds were actually ceramic, and they'd been hand painted by what seemed to be slaves in China.
Good lord!
The exhibition was entirely about that, and the idea was that you could walk through them, you could interact with them, you could have fun with them. Except the week that it went in, they realised there was some sort of health hazard that was created from the ceramic bits being rubbing against each other, and some sort of powder was being exuded. And so when we went, there was just a massive sort of lake of sunflower seeds that you weren't allowed to
go near.
You're like, this is the worst exhibition I've seen ever. And how many people have, you know, how many hours have gone into making it? And it would have been great to sort of play around with it, but we weren't allowed to. So that, my experience of IWE was slightly dampened
different.
By
just a little, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what my tip is. I'm gonna have to think again. And then,
it could be something online.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to think again with the next podcast, because I haven't quite thought we should.
You
do this.
You have the recommendation for next week's podcast.
Next time I will think of something,
because you haven't thought that we're probably recording it in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so that sort of sums up what we're doing for this podcast. On each podcast, you will get a tip.
Yes.
Something that will make your, you know, help your well-being, because it's going to cheer you up, or going to enlighten you, or it's going to make you think. We'll also hopefully discuss something.
Have done something we've done or read or watched.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be related to mental health, but then we'll also think about something that is related to mental health.
Okay.
If you're interested, you know, you may not be, but that, and then we'll also just see what's going on at the moment. That's kind of I think that's kind of a good structure.
I like that it's both structured and nicely vague.
Well, that's kind of us all.
That's our thing.
Okay, so that's us. That's culturally minded. It's a very short one today.
Yeah, this is just an introduction.
An introduction, and hopefully whetting your appetite for a whole series of other stuff. We'll be updating when we can, and we'd love you to get involved. We'd love you to be part of this podcast. It's not just about us. You can upload stuff, but we'll explain that as we go.
I mean, I think a lot of people, anybody who's listened to any of my other podcasts will be aware that I do have delusions towards societal domination.
Right,
and one of the things I'd love to see for this podcast would be there's a little app that you can get if you happen to have a smartphone called Audio Boom, but it allows you to make little 3-minute recordings. I'd love to be getting recommendations from everybody saying, this is what's happening in Leeds at the moment, or this is what's going on in York, or wherever people are, if they see something that they think that we would be interested in, that or to tweet us, either me at Dr. Neville or at Leeds Book Club, or you at Arts Mind
Arts Minds Leeds,
you know, just to for us to be directed by the folks that are out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
Also Minions. Not that I'd call you Minions to your faces.
You mean the film Minions?
Yeah, I meant the film Minions.
Okay, you're not referring to our listeners as Minions. No, of course not. No.
Potentially Minions. If you wanted to be, you just drop me a line. I can sort that out on the QT.
Sort out the dungarees to wear.
Giant goggles for all. Don't hold me to that. There will be no goggles for anybody.
Okay, thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Cheerio.